Hello, everybody. This is Aaron Goodwin. I basically have a special guest on my podcast here. Is my mom. She's via speakerphone from my cell phone. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
I don't know, so I just figured talk to you and let some people hear some things. Why don't you tell a little bit about me growing up, I guess.
Well, you were quite the boy, let me tell you. You could play like no other child could play.
I played, yeah, and I was always playing.
What?
I was always playing.
Oh, always. You lived to play with your friends. Was what you lived for. And you were not the type of person that could be bored, because that was like torture.
It still is. It still is. Trust me. Like, everyone's always like, where do you get your energy from? And I'm like, I don't know. I think I might have had some ADD somewhere in me, I think.
You know what's weird about that?
What?
What's weird about, you know, you can't stand to be bored, you know? And I've never had that feeling. I don't know what it's like to feel bored. I've never felt bored.
Yeah, well, I probably got that from you because, like, you're always doing something. You're, like, even, like, when you're hurt, you're still working or doing something. And so it's odd, but I think I got that from you because even when I was growing up, you would always be, like, I think you only had downtime when we were in school, you said, and you just chilled and watched Days of Our Lives. And so, but then when I was home, you're always working, cooking, doing something, cleaning, or trying to do something, getting caught up.
Never sat down.
Yeah, and I've noticed that I'm the same way because I'm always trying to catch up because I put too much on my plate. But if I didn't put too much on my plate, I would be bored as hell. So it's kind of like I'm just like you.
That's true.
Yeah, and so like I find myself always trying to get old projects done that I started or something, you know, and yeah, okay, I think I figured that out.
Yep, that's true. That is true. And your dad, he's the opposite. He could just sit and, you know, not do anything and enjoy it.
Yeah. I try to get up at least a half hour a day sitting, and then I sit there for a half hour and I realize I gotta do something. And I never sit. And that's the other thing, when I'm always like on the computer at home or working, I never sit down. I don't know why. And that you never sit down either, I realized. After now thinking about it, you probably were up standing all your life just as I was.
Yep, I never do. Huh, isn't that funny?
Yeah. And then, like, I was always a night owl, pretty much. I always stayed up all night, huh?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You didn't require a whole lot of sleep, either. You know, you didn't sleep all day or anything after you stayed up half the night. And you just always, well, probably because it was time to play. And you loved to go to school. I mean, for you, be sick, forget it.
Really?
You never hardly got sick, but no, you lived because your friends were there.
Right, right. I mean, I didn't enjoy school, but yeah, I enjoyed it for my friends. That's true.
You couldn't get you to stay home from school for anything. Felt terrible sometimes, the cold or something.
Well, I did. I was perfect attendance except for when I got pneumonia and I had to stay home for two weeks. And then that was in fifth or sixth grade. Then I never missed a day of school until my senior year when I started doing that movie. And then I was a stand-in, and so I got excused from school to be in that film.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but those are the only times I ever missed school.
I know. I think you went 2 or 3 years and never missed 3, maybe more. And if you did miss, it was just the other years, it was just one day or something. I made you stay home. I could. Before you get home from school and there'd be a door, you'd be going going to their house. And
yeah.
I still remember friends, because your sister, you know, had such a problem with her ears, and your friends, they knew to come over. They'd put their head back, prove to me that they didn't have a cold.
Oh, yeah. And then the baby wipes. I remember that. You always used to chase me down with baby wipes. Make sure you wash your hands.
I know.
We made that skit. Yeah. We made that skit on you. Like, it's on Ego and Collections. It's called Slash. And it was like a spoof of like how my mom would chase me around with like baby wipes. Like, I mean, I would be like on a date, and we used to have this thing called the Max, and it'd take you downtown or something. And I remember like I was getting out of the car, and there's the girl in the car, and then all of a sudden you yelled out the window halfway when we were there, like, wash your hands, come back and use a baby wipe. And I was just like, oh my God, it was so embarrassing.
I know, you know, I could have become so rich on that. But now they sell, you know, sell for not as baby wipes, but
hand sanitizer and all that.
Yeah, wipes, the wet ones. And oh man, I could have just invented it. I just would have patented it. But it's really true, and you realize that, you know, you don't use the wipes now, but you wash your hands.
Right. Like, everyone thinks I'm a germaphobe, and I'm really not. It's just kind of training of washing your hands and not putting your hand in your mouth from my mom. So I'd like to thank you for that.
And it really is true.
I got to be honest. I've been doing more of the not washing the hands all the time, but if I'm going to eat or something, I'll wash the hands. I mean, I shake a lot of people's hands, so it's like I do carry a little sandy afterwards just because I shook, like, sometimes I shake, you know, hundreds of people's hands at once there. And,
right.
And so I always think of, like, I wonder what you would think.
Oh,
but
man.
But whatever, I mean, it's cool. I know.
Every time you shake somebody's hand, you need a wipe. That's your new rule.
Yeah, because you'd always say, you never know where their hand's been. And when I was a kid, I always thought, oh, it's somewhere gross. But then now that I'm more, you know, an adult, I think I understand your sense of humor. Your sense of humor was pretty off the wall. Like, my twisted humor comes from you.
Oh, man, I remember that. I've said that a long time. I had to...
Oh, man. Well, here's the other thing. Like, I mean, few people know the story. I'm not going to tell this story, but how I was introduced to, you know, a woman and how they have their period. Like, you told me how it works, and that was a scar moment. And then that's one thing. You always did try to brainwash me with, you know, common sense on how to treat people and stuff. So that was pretty good. So I thank you for that.
Yeah, we talk about it practically every day. I don't know if you remember this. But...
Oh, I do. I brainwashed, and it's like, damn it. You'd always had. I got a big, huge chunk of my sense of humor and my goofiness from you, I think, because, and Dad, but, like, you always were like that, and especially, like, when you were hanging out with your friends, like, you pretty much were, like, you were, like, the, how would I say it, instead of the PG parent, you were, like, the rated R parent, but subtle enough where no one would notice except for the grown adults, but kids would go, huh?
I know. It was so funny because your friends, you know, they could cut, you know, the only words they couldn't say was the words name and being, like, God damn it, or
right,
Jesus
right.
Christ, or and they couldn't say dumb or perfect. And those were, but they just, anything else. And
oh, yeah, they used to come over and cuss and be like, oh, I can say it, and I'm always like, dang it. That, you know, that I probably blame you why I always you and grandma taught me how to cuss in an open area.
Like, no, your dad never cussed.
No, but it's funny because, like, I always tend to be out there talking, and, like, I just can't help it. I'm one of those people that a few bad words come out, and it's like I grew up just with that being normal, I guess. And I hate it because, like, sometimes I'm around, like, kids or something, like, and like, you know, groups of people will be like coming up and I'll say hi and stuff like that. And like, and they'll ask me stuff like, oh, are you scared? I'm like, oh, I'm so scared shitless. And I'm like, oh, damn it, shit. Oh, and I'm like trying to cover my tracks because I'm cussing around these kids. I'm like, dang it, dude. I need someone to like have a live beep around me, I think. I always apologize, but it's like, oh, I give them that look of like a deer in a head, like, oh, what do you want me to do?
I remember the first time we moved into this neighborhood and we went to a Bible study and you were two and all your dad was at rest. I was going to get the spanking if you passed. And my favorite word back then was damn. And oh man, we were just sweating it. I remember just because we didn't know these people, you know. Of course, after we got to know them, they heard me. But I'm so nervous. He just was a wreck the whole time. He just knew you were going to pass.
Wasn't my first word the SH word?
When was what?
I thought you told me a long time ago my first word was a cuss word, the SH word or something.
Yep.
So it is true.
Trouble for that, boy.
Oh,
that
man.
Was my other favorite word.
That's terrible.
I know. Oh, man. That's all
right. I think Amy's was too or something, right? Like she.
Yeah, she probably got it from you.
It's so funny. I do always say, like, I grew up totally different than anyone else. And, like, they're thinking, like, oh, you know, and we're, and I'm like, no, you have no idea. It's just how our family is and how, like, you know, we just, we're different. We just were, oh, it was like being a hippie without being a hippie. But in society, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of that outcast
right.
of, like, they just do their own thing, you know?
Yeah. It was so funny,
Everyone likes to hear like embarrassing stories. So you got any good? I shouldn't even be asking you this question.
Let's see. There's so many. Of course, yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, probably something you can't say. Oh, I know a couple I can't say.
Yeah.
Oh. But one of it was you went to the school at went to community church and they had a Christian school there. So you went there. I got called in by your teacher. It was a week after your birthday. And of course, born on April Fool's Day, I always had the relished present. And everybody from your class was there, all the boys, and so I put ketchup on a menstrual cycle pad.
Oh.
And that was one of your football presents.
Oh.
And your teacher told your teacher. So I got called in to the teacher and got in trouble.
So let's recap that. You basically took a feminine pad, a woman's pad, and put ketchup on it and gave it to me to give to someone as a April Fool's joke, and it went too far, and you got in trouble by the teacher. Welcome to my life.
I know. It's another embarrassing thing that probably can't say on tape, some of them.
And this is like the common the cool version of like the PG version of the funny. Oh man, yeah, I'm telling you, it's been it was definitely. You should just write a book of all that stuff because, oh man, because my birthday was April Fool's Day, so I got the worst of it from you all the time, and then like,
you did. Oh boy.
And then, okay, so what about being kicked in the face by that horse?
Oh, that was terrible. That was just absolutely terrible. I went in, stuck my head in the big bucket to get some oats. And you were right there with me, and we did it every day, and you always stood right with me. And I, when I came, but I couldn't get it at the bottom, and it was just that much too long. And when I came out, you, the corral of a, another horse that wasn't mine, and walked up behind him and got kicked right between the eyes. Oh, that was the longest 25 miles to the hospital, and oh my gosh, the girl that took me, my neighbor, because I was so by the holes, you know, and everything, we got out on the highway, and I said, oh, we forgot Blanky. She says, we can't find get Blanky, and I said, yes, we've got to have Blanky, you know. You love Blanky. And so I ran back in and got it and went to the hospital, and they wouldn't let me in with you because when they said, well, you could have, I took you in the room, your dad hadn't gotten there yet. And you could, I said, is it going to be okay, you know? And he says, well, he could be, and he could start saying all this stuff that was horrible, and for brain damage and all this, and then I just fainted right there. So what was to faint in a hospital in a room back in. Well, they had to take an x-ray, and you were in there for like an hour and a half. You would not lay still. And finally, I kept going, is he still an x-ray, you know? And the guy cannot get him to hold still, you know? And of course, they wouldn't let me go in. And I said, well, here's Blanky. Take Blanky. I'll lay there, I know. And they said, of course, your Blanky looked like a rag. It was so good. And went in, and he lay still, Blanky. They were pretty thrilled. So it was a good thing I went back and... Do you remember Blanky?
Yeah, I think I have it still. You sent it to me like a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I still have
it. I treasured it for so long. Thought, well, you got to have Blanky.
Yeah, it sits in my closet right there. I see it usually every day. Well, I knew there was two of them, so I didn't know if... I knew there was like one... There was two blankets, right?
No, one...
Because I just kept tying, if it ripped off, I kept tying, that's right, if something ripped off, I would tie it on to the blankie. That's why it's all knots. My blankie's like a huge knot.
The washing machine dilapidated it in half one time. And this stuff, I keep it. One of the things we talked about all the time was, you know, not having sex before marriage. And it was, oh, man, it was, I think after high school, you called me one day and told me that you had. And I had to act on shock, you know, because I let everyone... on the table. I mean, you could say anything to me, you know, and
yeah.
I wanted to pick her because your dad, he was so shy in that way that...
Hey, you want to know what's crazy, though? Is like, because, like, you know, like, I did wait, but I waited. It was like I was with my first girl, well, not my first girlfriend, but, like, my first real true love there, I guess you could say. And we waited. Right. We were together for 2.5 years. I felt that, like, as long as it felt right and it was a good way of doing it, it was okay. But you trained me not to, like, you know, just go out and, like, do that. And so it's, like, in a weird way, like, and I figured that was okay instead of waiting until marriage, you know, like... That was my sorry.
Yeah.
But it was a good thing because it was what am I trying to say? It was a pure thing instead of something just to do it, you know?
Right. which most people, you know, that wasn't that long ago and people didn't care and they did it all the time with different people and
well, that was a long time ago. I think it was like 18.
I know. I know. I wanted you to read the person, you know. Yeah.
Right. You didn't want me tampered or my whatever destroyed.
Right. Because it could hurt your heart. I didn't want your heart hurt. You had too good a heart.
But then life hurts, your heart gets hurt. That's part of growing up.
But, yeah, that's true.
But at least it was a good way and all that, so.
Right.
That's probably training from you. Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, and you really always started out, you know, before you fell in love, you were always good friends, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that.
I should probably get off this topic right now. Because there are going to be people listening to this, and I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, I forgot what we're doing.
Yeah, you're actually sitting next in my... You are on speakerphone on my arm and a recorder in my hand. And because I can't sit still, so I pace while I usually do these. And so, like... Because, like, I want to do them online, like on YouTube, but I just... I like walking and talking, so... I usually do this one, and I'll start doing some more where I just YouTube, or not YouTube, but Ustream or something like that, and talk to fans. But right now, I'm just like pacing the house.
I know. You got that for me, I'll tell ya.
Oh, yeah. So that's all that from growing up until now. What do you think? Total different career, huh?
I know. You're still my little boy, I know that.
What do you think about me going and hunting the ghosts and all that?
About doing what?
The hunting ghosts and spirits and communicating with them all.
Well, I do a lot of praying, I'll tell you that, for sure. I know how real it is. How very real. And it's scary.
Yeah.
And you were always a spooky kid. You know, things spooked you. You know, kind of. You know, you didn't. If something was scary, you know, you were scared.
Gotcha.
And
still am. Still am.
I know. So that, you know, when people watch on TV. There you are. Definitely. When you were about 2 years old, we were sisters, and we'd be driving down the road and say, oh, there's, and I wish I'd have written it down. I think it was Rick, first name, I remember that, but you'd say Rick and say the last name. And you saw him all the time. Never saw him.
Wait, so you got a ghost guy? I saw like a guy that wasn't there.
I don't know. He'd be walking down the street or.
You know, that's weird you say that now. Because, like, honestly, like, I always remembered I had a friend, imaginary friend, right?
Yeah, you saw this person, and we asked him what he looked like and everything, and I think he was. Well, I know he was an adult and not real, you know, probably don't know how old because you were too little to, you know ages, but by how tall you said he was, and he explained what he looked like. And one time they had a giant garage sale in Sisters, and you were about two or three, and, well, two. Two and a half, and you know, that house, when you didn't, at night you just had Blanky, but in the day you had Mickey.
Right, I still have Mickey.
Yeah, and he's so cute, and you'd walk around with him on your giving him a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
Only put him around your neck and hold on to his.
Yeah, I think my sister tweeted, or my sister, your daughter, tweeted that, Amy. She tweeted that pic, I think, of me, like, carrying around the... So some people know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, was so cute, and there's a great big garage sale, and I had to go and use the restroom, and so Dawn was watching you. We're supposed to be. And you got away, and whenever I went to Sisters, I had two poodles all the time, and I had them on a leash and you on a leash. Should have invented that, too.
You treated me like a dog. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't catch you if you started running because you ran so fast. And Dawn lost you and couldn't find you for all. We had everybody looking. Everybody. We were just scared somebody took you. And pretty soon, here you come, walking up, you know, with Mickey on your shoulder. And I said, where were you, Aaron? And he said, you were with Rick. But you always said his last name, too, Rick somebody. And he brought me back. And there was, he wasn't anywhere. And so after I calmed down a little, we walked around because I wanted to see him. You know, I've never seen this person you talked about. But we didn't ever find him.
It was weird because, like, it made that in a weird way, like, I always felt like, and I can't remember that. That's, I remember someone saying that we'd drive by places and I'd see someone who wasn't there. But to be honest with you, I've never thought about it too much. But now that I think about it, like, I always did have a feeling, like, since I got kicked in the face by a horse, that something's looking after me, obviously, you know? Like, well, I wonder if that would be, like, my spirit guide or something there, just, you know? Because was that before or after I got kicked?
After.
Yeah, because, like, and there's a theory that, like, some people who get genetic stress to their head or die and come back, or, like, did I ever die? Was I close to death?
No.
So it's, like, so dramatic. It's like, some say they open a third eye and you can see things differently now, you know? So I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's weird. You wonder, you know? No, you never
have a genetic. Okay.
As much as they wanted you to. Minute to get that x-ray. But
huh, that's weird. I don't know, that's like a first time I'm like, I don't remember that story, but I remember, like, well, now that I'm thinking about it, like, kind of, it's weird, like, you know, that you can get dramatic stress to your head and, like, you know, and see something different. I wonder, like, because I never thought, what I'm trying to get at is, I never thought in ghosts, blah blah blah, and then, like, you know, that happened to me at younger, especially after kicking the face by a horse. Well, and now look where I'm at. And so it makes sense if, like, maybe for some reason I am more acceptable to ghosts and I can see ghosts once in a while and stuff, you know? And that's why I am what I'm doing what I'm doing, you know? This all happened by accident, you know what I mean? Like, I never planned on doing
that.
Like, helping them out in the documentary, I was like, no way, done. And then, like, you have more experiences. Then I started seeing, like, this old lady walking up in the yard a lot afterwards. And then we did some ghost hunts with some fans. And the next thing you know, you're here I am. It's like, I couldn't get out. Not that I wanted, well, I kind of wanted to get out, but I got drawn back into it, you know?
Right.
So it's like, and I didn't know that. And now that I've hunted and done all this stuff for so many years, I mean, I've been through witch rituals, voodoo rituals, like all these crazy stuff. And it's like, you know, you think about that and as a kid now, and it's like, oh, that's weird. I wonder what he told me. You know what I mean? He probably was saying all kinds of things and I have no idea, like, who knows?
I know. I wonder if that Rick guy is just somebody that you would see, you know, once in a while, and just, I wonder if he was invisible.
Well, I mean, well, again, like, you know, kids can see ghosts and spirits, and it's the parents that tell them, no, it's just in your head, and then they eventually mark it out. You know what I mean? It's when you don't tell them, oh yeah, there's probably a ghost in here and you're probably seeing one and don't be afraid, and then they don't shut that off. So it's weird.
Right.
It's weird. So it's like some people, I think every kid usually has it, and then eventually that's why they have imaginary friends. Who are they talking to? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're just making this stuff up. They're having a conversation with somebody because they're sitting there talking with them. You know what I mean? And then I also think that's what gets them into playtime and playing when they play by themselves and stuff, because they get comfortable playing by themselves because they have an imaginary friend or someone they were playing with. And they, I don't know. It's just sometimes my brain working.
Right. Well, you know, you wonder on that.
Yeah.
Because that is true. I know that they do see what we don't see.
Right.
I've been around my granddaughter.
Yeah.
No. You know, she sees, and she's you know,
she's right on par, yeah. She'll even answer, like, we'll do an EVP session. I remember doing an EVP session once, and then all of a sudden, like, we were asking questions, because it was just when I got back from, like, Jamaica, and I was all, like, and we're at their place, and then the power went off. We all got a little spooked, and then we started doing EVP, asking who was there, and then I'm like, who's here? And it goes, Anna was the reply, but you hear her say Anna before the recorder. Like, she was like listening to what they said and repeated it. And then it was crazy. And Anna was the witch from Jamaica. And so, like, we had a bunch of other stuff. It would even say stuff like the witch. And then we had, like, the spirit box on. And we're like, who, you know, like, where'd you come from? And it goes, Island. And it was, like, really clear. And, like, it was crazy. So it was at that point where I was like, look, I'm not staying at your guys' place. I'm going to get a hotel. Remember when I got a hotel at the last trip?
I know.
Yeah, because I was afraid to stay there. For their sake, not my sake, for their sake. You know, if she's saying, repeating the stuff that comes out of on an EVP, and then, like, it's saying exactly, you know, what's going, where I just came from. So I was like, you know, it's best I stay in another hotel, and you guys, I'll come and visit at the house.
Oh, no, that was something.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got to see some of that firsthand, what goes on just in the normal life of me.
Right. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, wow, we've been talking for a half hour. Almost 40 minutes.
I'll be.
Well, let's wrap it up. We'll do more. We'll do like 5 or 6 more here in the next like month or so, and then just keep popping them up. I did one with Dad already, and so he came and visited. So he just put it. We were in the car. I was taking him to the airport, and I was like, "Hey, let's just record something." And that's just what happened here.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, "Hey, Mom, let's see if I can do the speakerphone. I mean, recording thing, and see if it works." And to be honest, like, it probably doesn't sound the best, and this is the first time I've done speakerphone and recording it for the podcast, and it'll be way like better, you know, like clear and stuff the more I do this. But here's another thing, like, instead of just going and getting a company and doing it, I'm a hands-on guy, so like I'm trying to do this podcast my way in a weird way, and then eventually get it out there into a bigger thing. So that's why I don't know, I'm
that's neat. I don't even have a computer, but my cell phone's 14 years old. So I don't.
Well, podcast is something that you can I basically record, I put it up on my website, and then people can download it and put it in their iTunes or iPhone and all that stuff. I'm actually trying to get iTunes right now, but it's where you can download it to your cell phone or your computer, and you can listen to it anytime you want instead of just right then and there. So instead of them listening live, they're listening to something pre-recorded.
Oh,
it's the future, Mom. We've stepped into it, and it's pretty crazy.
I know. I'm old-fashioned.
But where you live, they don't even have internet.
Oh, I know. You have to have satellite internet.
Right. Like, you have to stand on a certain area to talk on a phone, pretty much, and where you are at.
I know it.
That's
oh, funny. Boy.
But, well, I'll give you a copy of this so you can listen to yourself talk for sure.
Okay.
All right, well, I love you, Mom. And thanks for being on my podcast.
You're welcome. I love you with all my heart.
Love you too, Mom. Bye.
Bye.